Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 615. I lost it there for a second. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
E3, a game show that will live in infamy. I'd like to thank Kojima for his sacrifice.
We workshopped that one. Good job.
You're welcome.
Earl's here as well.
Sorry, that is not how I'm introduced. I am introduced as world premiere. Earl is here. That's all we asked for. Just need the moniker.
This isn't your world premiere, though.
This is my world premiere. If you can get away with showing games again with world premiere, I can too.
And there was a world premiere of an expansion pass tonight. So, I mean,
oh god. That's going a bit much.
And I think the Star Wars game was just gameplay footage. Of a game we knew existed. And or you said that Victoria, so I can say world premiere for anything I want.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
It's his world premiere
of this episode. Of
this recording. Jeff is here.
World premiere of these nuts.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's going to be a very short premiere, huh?
A little undervolt.
I missed that. Was that Space Marine? Was that what that last one was?
That was Space Marine 2. Was there a Space Marine 1?
There was. It was on the 360, so, you know, forever ago.
It's been a while.
All right. So the Game Awards are ongoing. We are in the tail end, supposedly.
They've handed out like one or two big awards so far. They're fun.
Yeah. They kicked off with a big one.
They do every time. You kick off with one big one, and then you have all this crap while everyone waits for the rest of the big ones, and they don't happen until the end.
Dude.
Yeah, so they kicked off with Best Performance, which Al Pacino came out and did the award presentation for. That was awkward. He like straight up was like, I don't play games. I watch my kids play games. Also, I can't read the teleprompter, just going to wing it.
I have no reason to be here.
Yeah.
He spoke slightly faster than the guy that fucking won the award. Yeah. Once upon a time. It's like, dude, all right, get the fucking sentence out. Let's go. Like, geez, man. I hate when the Oscars like play someone off, but like this like justified it at this point. I was like, oh, I see why they did that.
Well, he went on for.
He was never going to stop. Never going to stop until they told him that it wasn't his show. Because he told his whole life story.
Chris Judge, the voice actor for Kratos in God of War Ragnarok, won for Best Performance. And he gave a performance up there on stage accepting that award. He thanked everybody.
As he should.
Right away I was excited because I'm like, oh, he has that like big booming voice, like, you know, like he sounds like the guy that plays Kratos.
Yes.
I was like, this is cool. This guy's got some gravitas. Like, then he literally like it's like he forgot that there was like other awards that had to be handed out, and like this is his ceremony, because he just fucking went on forever, dude. And he started to like recycle things, and like he would just keep going. Like, it wasn't like he was working from a written speech. He just was just like, I'm gonna get up here and fucking riff until
no. Stop. Either he didn't write a speech, or he like just like forgot whatever he was gonna talk about when he got up there. Because I guess he didn't think he was gonna win. I don't know.
I think he was a front runner.
Yeah. For sure.
He doesn't know video games, though, which he admitted, because he was like, when I found out it was his video games, I wasn't going to take the job, and then so happy I was convinced to do it.
I was, the thing I was confused by, I guess I can, while you folks are talking about it now, he doesn't play video games. He's not in a video game property. he doesn't have a game coming out. So I'm not really sure what he was here for.
Oh, Pacino? I don't know. But,
oh,
but
Pacino?
Chris Judge.
Like, Chris Judge, he's
Chris
in the
Judge
game.
Also was like, he was like, you know, if
yeah,
I was asked specifically to read for this, and they did not tell me it was a video game up front. And if you had told me that, I probably wouldn't have done it at first.
Yeah. So why is he there?
Well, he's the guy.
He won the award.
I'm talking about Al Pacino. Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Well, yeah, we're talking about Chris Judge.
I was like, because like Al Pacino wasn't promoted anything. He was
no,
there.
He was just
Earl,
there.
Do you have a head start on me?
I do. Yeah.
But yeah, yeah.
Several drinks in.
There's no reason for Al Pacino to be there. He did not seem to know why he was there.
It's cool, like it's a cool get. We got Al Pacino, but yeah, why? I don't get the logic.
I think it's a cool get several years ago. Oh, here's a new Fortnite season.
Yeah, it was weird. Like one, he looks old. Like now,
yeah.
He does.
He is old.
I mean, how old is he? Like old.
He's 70, probably 75 plus. He's an old guy.
Nice little payday for showing up on this show, though, right?
Yeah,
he's still a character, but it was just he was able to have fun with it, even though you know he had no idea what was going on. He couldn't read anything, but it was a little. Night. I was confused, like what the tie-in to him was. I don't think there was. I think it was just like we got Al Pacino.
Yeah, I mean, outside of like he is a very, very prominent actor.
People were shocked.
Yeah, like there were people. Wow, what is Al Pacino doing here?
But you would think, okay, he's like, yeah, in a game or something.
That Crash Bandicoot is terrifying. What the hell is
they
that?
Pulled that out of like the old Sony ads. So for those listening, Crash Bandicoot just descended from the air from the ceiling of the Game Awards. And he is on stage.
Crash sucks, dude. I'm sorry. Like sorry to everyone that loves that game, but they could be like it's Crash 5 and 6 and I don't give a fuck.
Oh gosh, is he doing a video call bit?
It looks like it, yes. They're all muted.
I'm getting some bourbon.
That's
you need more bourbon than you have already.
So yeah, Chris Judge went on a little long. Best performance though for him as Kratos. Then the world premiere started. Hades 2 was announced. First sequel from Supergiant. I'll wait for Jeff to get back on the other two because I think he'll probably have opinions on them.
Hades 2 looks cool. It's I don't want to say it's a weird. It wasn't. What was I gonna say? It's because it's like one of those like it's coming and people are excited, but it's like it's a sequel to a game. But we're still doing early access.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
but
weird.
You know what works and doesn't work. I understand that sequels have, but you have a full game out there, and this is its sequel. I'm sorry, I'm trying to talk, and I'm also trying to figure out what this Crash Bandicoot game is. Crash Team Rumble.
Is it like a party game?
It looks like it. And again, I'm just going to, it's so baffling. It looks like a party game. It's Crash Bandicoot, not on the Switch. It seems like, you know, a market that would be prime for that.
Yeah, you would think. But yeah, Hades 2, early access. Then they did Judas, which is from the BioShock devs. I don't know. I didn't
kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these don't have gameplay, so it's hard to kind of really gauge what you're getting, but I mean, it had some cool visuals.
What?
Judas?
I mean, it looked like BioShock to me. Like, yeah, there was not gameplay, but like.
Yeah, like the vibe was very, very.
Same, like, art, you know,
Yeah, their visual design and all that looks very similar. So, and it did look like you have biotics of some sort. Like she inserted something into her watch, and then fire came out the hand.
It's the Callisto protocol
of Bioshock.
Bioshock, yeah. I mean, kind of right. That's kind of like
yes. Well, we'll talk about Callisto Protocol a little bit later. So Judas, Bioshock devs, Bayonetta Origins, Cereza and the Last Demon. That does not look like a Bayonetta game.
No, it's like, good and bad, I guess.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fine. It looks good.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really have much... Go ahead.
Oh, crap. What do you say? Okay. What was that game? Children of Light?
Okay.
Was that the Ubisoft game? Yeah.
Yeah, the Ubisoft RPG.
Yep. Yes.
It looked interesting enough. It does not look like a full release to me. It looks like a much smaller game. So we'll see what the pricing is.
It'll be smaller. It looks like a top-down kind of dungeon crawlery thing, but like you could tell it had, if you've played Bayonetta 3, like it had, when you get into the action elements, like it took stuff right from that. Like it's just from a different perspective. Like, I don't know. It looked neat. Like I'm not like, oh yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. Stray won for best debut indie. I don't think anybody.
Which is weird because that game got a lot of criticism.
I know. I was surprised that
it was a nice puzzle game that kind of died out really fast.
I think it was a game that people turned on. And I was surprised that it won when a lot of those other indie games I had not played, but they looked cooler than Stray. So I was kind of surprised.
I think it's one of those ones where Stray is actually nominated for Game of the Year.
Was going to say, so far it's good that Elden Ring has won nothing.
No, it did.
Oh, was it a pre-show?
It won the art direction. It won in one of those rapid fire.
It'll win best game direction and best game, I think. I don't know. God of War's taking a lot, but I think it'll win the big.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before you caught on. It's like, is it God of War winning a bunch of Elden Ring?
Dude, Miyazaki is winning for fucking best game direction and Elden Ring's for Game of the Year. Like, put money on it right now. I'll put $5 on it. Let's do it. I'll sell you that shit. Fucking.
I put $5 on it.
All right, Jeff is taking bets that Elden Ring is winning Best Game Direction and Game of the Year.
Was that not a game before?
I thought the last word I saw before we came in here was audio design. I thought, oh, yeah, Elden Ring's a shoo-in and God of War got it. But like that's one of those ones where I'm like, I could see God of War getting it, even though I haven't played that game. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it has amazing audio. Like
it does.
Yeah. So,
I've only played a couple hours of it.
Does it have that main menu music? No.
But also, I don't like that. I like immediately jump off of that when I boot that up. Like this. This is what Jeff likes. No, it's just like, a little loud. I was playing with headphones on, so because I was streaming it. But, let's see some other stuff here. Destiny Lightfall. Jeff zoned out watching that.
I was like looking at Twitter or something, and then you're like, "Oh, look the cool color palette," and I was like, "I
missed that." Like that happened.
As soon as I said that, I was like, "Out."
Yeah, Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. That was just a CG trailer, but it was more of like a
the thing that like what's his face?
Kevin Conroy is back as Batman. Like he recently passed, so that was it. Looked fine.
But the thing is, again, it didn't show any gameplay.
Yeah, it was so just a CG trailer.
It was all focused on Kevin Conroy's performance. It was like
it wasn't even that because he shows up at the end.
Yeah,
he's in it the whole time. Like
he drops down at the very end. Like, so Batman is there. Like when the trailer starts, it looks like Batman is there, but Harley goes up and it's just a standee of Batman. And then it's just like gags between what is it, Captain Boomerang and the Flash?
Yeah, yes. Which I didn't get. I think he killed him, or he's dead, or I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what was going on there, but what is this?
Crime Boss?
Lords of the Fallen.
Well, I think. Oh, you're behind us then. But yeah,
well, I'm not watching. I'm looking at Twitter.
A modern GTA.
Oh, yeah. Looks like Vice City.
Danny Glover.
Grab the new GTA.
This is a good cast. No, I don't think this is GTA. Vanilla Ice. Okay.
Michael Rooker. I'm a little bit behind you guys. Vanilla Ice. Yes.
Dude, this kind of cast could be GTA.
And Chuck Norris. Okay. Crime Boss.
Michael Madsen.
Okay.
What is it? It's called Crime Boss?
Early next year.
Chuck Norris? What?
Yeah.
I love it.
So our Arcane League of Legends won for best adaptation, which I guess was like, you know, movies, TV stuff.
Yeah. I heard that was a really good show. And that's the only one out of those I heard was really good.
Oh, they won best RPG, which makes sense, but
yeah,
I still Dino Blade. That reminds me, I was really surprised.
Here comes the Elden Ring. Here comes the Elden Rings being in there.
Oh, no.
What? Elden Ring is not a role playing game. What the fuck, Jeff Keighley?
It's not.
It is. You gain experience, you upgrade stats.
It has everything that's in a role playing game.
I mean, it doesn't have the narrative, like the direct narrative.
Oh, right. It gets to impact people one.
Oh, okay.
That was a crazy one.
Poor Sonic. Genshin Impact just won for player's voice.
And those fans were insane. And they still lost. Stray won best independent game. I mean, it makes sense. It won best indie debut.
Indie debut. And it's nominated for game of the year. Like it.
Yeah.
It was going
to be weird for it to use. I assume God of War wins this.
It'd be weird again, if
the one that's nominated for Game of the Year. Yes.
That's God of War wins best action adventure game. And best ongoing game.
Wait, did a speed category on these?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Hey, best RPG. We're gonna speed run that one. We're gonna
RPG action adventure.
These games are like miscategorized. Like they don't want like
boom. Elden Ring is 100% RPG, and it does have this. It does have. You make choices. There's all like. But
it is an action RPG at best. But
like Elden Ring is a full RPG.
Because when I think RPG, I think a storyline.
There is, but it's like it's more
like you are playing a role in a story. That is part. That is like an essence of what an RPG is.
You're the tarnished, and you get
to choose. There's no story.
There's way more story in Elden Ring than there is in other.
There's all these like feuding factions, and you kind of choose which one you represent to take to the end.
Is there a plot? Do things happen? Like,
you're talking about someone that doesn't pay attention to stuff, anyways.
Exactly. There's
the tons fact
that
of stuff in there.
You can't just say yes tells me that this lacks the key elements of a story.
I mean, if your definition is an RPG is it the narrative is the focus of it, then no, because that's not. But I think it has every element of an RPG.
That is literally 100%. The foundational aspect of a role playing game. It's you are in a role having a story experience in a world. Now that that could be a very directed experience, or that could be an experience where you're kind of like encountering things within the world, like a narrative type, like a.
So there are quests like that. It is unlike Dark Souls or Demon Souls, where it's just like kind of like move. There are quests that you get in Elden Ring. Like you have NPCs that tell you to go do things for them. Uh-huh. So it is more like if you were playing Dungeons and Dragons, and like your DM was slightly insane and just like
feel free to write I am Napo fucking Tenny whatever the fuck, write him with your complaints about how Elden Ring's not an RPG.
I mean ultimately
who it doesn't matter. we don't have a say in the Keeleys anyway. Fine. So and we don't do a best RPG category, so what is this Marvel game, Earl?
This is Marvel Snap.
Did I just see Spider-Man rip someone's arm off? Did that
just happen? I think so. Yes.
This is just a snap. Yeah.
There's Spider-Man.
That was a really cool trailer for a game that is a card game. Like,
yes, that's already out.
Oh.
That I'm playing right now as we record.
By the way.
Yeah.
All right. No, go ahead.
No, you know, while we're in a weird commercial break here, Jedi Survivor world premiere of gameplay
looks really cool to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
I liked the first one. Am I the only one?
I really liked the first one too. Yeah. I mean, there are aspects of it I don't like those slidey sections that you love.
Oh, I hope there's more sliding.
Oh, Jesus Christ! That was like the. Like, oh, we're gonna lock you away from like this area, and so you have to go through the whole level to get back to if you go down these slidey things. Made exploring a little annoying, but there looks like there is a second kind of like you'll have a teammate with you at points in time. Towards the end of that trailer, he was working with somebody else. Which was weird. And it was not one of the characters that you pick up in the first game. So, in fact, the only returning character was like his kind of Jedi Master lady. And you see her briefly.
So we're past the 2.5 hour mark, he promised.
What award are they giving? What award is Reggie giving out?
I don't know. Game direction.
Okay, so it's one of the two
Zaki.
Big ones at the end. I could see them splitting it, Jeff, giving Miyazaki game direction and then God of War for a best game.
That's Oscar style. You give best director to the movie that doesn't win best picture.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's dumb because you would think the best director better. I understand.
I can see it more in movies, but this is going to be crazy. What's it going to be? Who's going to win? What's going to happen?
He hasn't announced the nominees yet.
It's also, it's Elden Ring. It's God of War. I mean, we know that, but yeah, they're doing
enough. It's like the same, is it the same games?
It's the same five games for all the awards.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
For all the awards, exactly.
I don't know. What is Immortality?
That is that live action.
It's like a video.
Puzzle game, it's,
and Stray.
So the only one here that's not from the game, the game of the year is Plague Tale, right?
I know Xenoblade. I thought it was game of the year. No.
Oh, and Xenoblade too. Yeah. Well, Immortality is not in game direction.
No, Jeff. It won best game direction.
What?
Elden Ring won best game direction, which might mean God of War wins game of the year if they spit it.
All right, what did I say? I said it was going to win best game direction.
You said it would win.
Yeah, it's going to win both. It's like not even a question, dude. Like I have not played God of War, but I'm not like worried about it.
We'll talk a little bit about God of War briefly and a little bit. Let's see some other stuff here. Earthblade was announced. That is by the Celeste table. It's by the Ooh. Team that made Celeste. But that's not coming till 2024. It's like
I know it was weird, like
this 2D indie game. It's like, it looks like a Metroidvania kind of type game. Not till 2024. Dune Awakening was announced. That is a open world MMO. It looked great up until they said open world MMO. Because it had all like the Dune stuff from the recent movie. It had like that visual style. It's kind of cool. Forspoken had a new trailer. Demo is up on PlayStation 5 for that. Then, you know, these are the Keelys, so he has to bring out Kojima, who premiered Death Stranding 2.
Okay, so, like, is that the... Remember, like, or maybe it's not that. Is it that? Like, didn't he, like, come out, like, at fake E3 and be like, I have a new game, a new idea, I'm, like, really working on it, it's gonna be amazing, blah, 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 blah. And everyone was excited about, like, unannounced game by Kojima. Is this that?
I can't imagine that he's making two huge games at the same time.
Well, he's supposed to be working on a game for Microsoft as well. Yeah, so this is for PlayStation.
Oh, is this a Cyberpunk edition? I mean, it is a Cyberpunk, but is it DLC?
Yes. Yep, that's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I know Keanu Reeves, so.
More Cyberpunk. Tony loved that game.
So we get an update on Final Fantasy 16, right?
Oh yeah, they still haven't done that trailer either. But yeah, he has gone over.
So having played Death Stranding, were you guys clamoring for DS2?
I mean, I'll be interested to see what they change about. Like, if it is just weird package delivery shit again. I don't know.
Like, do that shit every day, dude. It's fun.
And then you don't need a game about it. You've got
like added Elgis Alba.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. Death Stranding, Jeff. Like the package stuff was neat, but it's a 50-hour game, man. Like, I don't know if I need another 50-hour package delivery game. Yeah. In a very empty world.
I might have played it if it were shorter. Like, it just sounded like too much for not doing enough.
I'm not a Kojima fan, so I'm not going to fuck around with that. Oh, here's a game by a guy you don't like that you deliver packages? No.
I mean, it has, like, you know, it has the crazy Kojima story. Like, your mom is the president, and she dies, and people that die, they become bombs, so you have to very quickly bring them to an incinerator. Like, it's all sorts of craziness going on in that, which, you know, Kojima is very good at. And these are, like, unhinged Kojima. Like, nobody is telling him no. EA announced a new game, Immortals of Aveum.
Yeah, and I just checked out of that because the thing starts off with not gameplay footage. Yeah. And then I think later on it says images may not be in game. I'm like, why are you showing me this then?
And it was like in first person view, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what that turns out.
It'll end up being like a third person card game.
On mobile.
Yes. And then somebody complained, which makes sense. They think they dubbed it as a AAA indie game, which I feel like defeats the purpose of an indie game.
That's not a thing. God of War. Tiny developer. Yeah, it's maybe.
On this tiny developer backed by EA.
God of War Ragnarok won for best narrative.
Wait, did we get to the point where Mario plus Rabbids won for best strategy game?
Nope, that is coming
up.
Oh,
out. God, did you want to...
Yeah.
Oh, no,
Iron's good. I'm excited to play Armored Core.
Yes. FromSoft's next game is... Yeah, that would be cool.
Fucking assholes.
That
didn't make the game.
I mean, that's...
No, I'm saying to them.
Well, that and that is their, but that's their franchise.
I know it is. I know.
Yeah.
Those fucking assholes.
Damn them making something.
No, I'm sure. Else. I'm sure. Yo, Elden Ring 2 is being worked on right now. If it hasn't been worked on for the last year, you know what I mean? Like it's. So I'm not worried about it, but
it's going to take George R.R. Martin like 7 years to write the 5 pages of script that he needs to do.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I guarantee he wrote like 5 pages for Elden Ring. But I do think like as I understand, most of the lore, like a lot of the lore came from him. And there's a story there. It's just like, to me, it's all vibes. I don't give a shit. Yeah. You know, oh, here's a cool looking place. I don't care what the story is. I make up my own story.
We're gonna talk about Elden Ring too, Jeff. Don't you worry. Speaking of Elden Ring, one for best art direction. Moss Book 2 won for best VR game, and as Tony has
a new Mario trailer again. I'll commercial.
Oh, are they? Oh, another trailer.
Yeah.
Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope won for best strategy game, which angered Tony a bit.
I'm experiencing rage. So much rage.
What other strategy games were nominated? I honestly...
I think Total War Warhammer 3. Game.
Okay.
Just to mention one that was really good.
I think the problem with that, right, is that they have these people, but like they're you know, game press. They vote on these. And Mario and Rabbids is one that like everybody probably played.
Yeah.
Or if they didn't, they would be like, "Well, I know Mario and Rabbids. That's a good."
Yeah. Game.
So they voted.
It's very accessible, light strategy. It's fun. I'm not going to say like it's bad. Like it is a good game, but it's right. Just like you look at these other strategy games, and it just doesn't hold a candle to an actual strategy game.
Final Fantasy 14 won for best community. Weird award. Something called Nightingale was announced. I don't remember anything about that. Drawing a blank on it.
It looked cool, actually. It was like a first-person... It's like an open-world first-person shooter game. But with, like, people are like dressed like Mary Poppins and shit.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you.
They're floating around with fucking umbrellas.
Yes. At first,
I thought it looked like, good.
At first, I was like, is this like pretty Minecraft? Because like they were building stuff, but it looks like another one of those survival type games. It has promise, right? Like, looked a little more engaged than some of those other ones, and a cool art style to it with the umbrellas and shit. Yeah. Mary Poppins.
That's what I thought. Like, I don't know.
As Dusk Falls ones for games for impact. Still not sure what that category is. Baldur's Gate 3 was announced. Well, not announced, but I guess they announced a release date, which I missed. I walked away when that was on.
I got sad because when I heard him say Baldur's Gate, I was like, oh. They say it in the trailer, but it's like, I was like, oh yeah, this is that one. Like, this is the computer game that I have no connection to.
Yeah, that it is. I mean, Tony would say that it is a real RPG.
Yes. Yes.
Wayfinder?
Looks really colorful and awesome, I thought. Like, I don't know.
Was that the shooter?
That was like a... It looks like a JRPG kind of, but like just bright and colorful art. And like
it's the PlayStation game. It kind of looked like Torchlight, the character design.
Yeah, a little bit. Like
Torchlight.
Yeah, but like I thought the trailer was really well cut. I don't know, it looked cool. Like the action looks fun, but sadly at the end of that trailer, I did notice as well it's PlayStation. Yeah, I'm not gonna buy a PlayStation for this. But
Steam and PlayStation. Fire Emblem Engage gets an expansion pass. Some game called Sky is having a virtual concert like immediately after the Game Awards
from that game company. And
yeah, they're the Journey people, right?
Yeah, I'd be interested to check it out. I don't know, but I guess
Also only on PlayStation. Well, I guess you could play it. It's also on Switch. So you
can't, it's on Switch as well. I told most of them, like, she was like watching the trailers. Oh, it looks cool. I'm like, you could go do this. I don't think anyone. Everyone was like, yeah, it looks cool. I'm not. So then, if we all miss it, it's over. Is that it?
I guess. I have no idea.
I want to be part of the crowd.
Halsey came out and sang about Diablo 4.
Why?
Yeah, weird. I mean, I like Halsey, and I'm excited for Diablo 4, but I thought, like, that was weird, and then the trailer they showed was just, like...
just CG.
Yeah.
Well, like, it wasn't even that. It was, and I could be mistaken, because they had God of War, and I was like, oh, they're going to have musical performances for each of the Game of the Year nominees.
Yeah,
now what the they fuck? Had any other like, Game of the Year nominees.
We're doing, like, the Oscars. He just did God of War, and that was it. He's like,
yeah,
here's... Dude from here's Bear McCreary or whatever. Like, yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, I was like, where's the other? Yeah,
that would be really cool. Like, having like, yeah. They've done that before. Like, each Game of the Year has a musical montage and show footage, like the Oscars. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. You just got awarded, and it's the opera. I'm like, the opera's not out. It's not nominated for anything.
Also, was that like a supposed to be like a song from Diablo 4 or like what?
I think so. I think it was called Lilith. Who is also a character in Diablo 4, evidently.
Okay. So it is, like, written for Diablo.
Evidently.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I got out of it, at least.
All right.
Then they did another quick hit of awards at Gran Turismo 7 Best Sports Game, which is weird because that game got a lot of shit when it released. But it was up against Madden, so.
was NBA 2K on the list?
It's a good question. You know, I know FIFA 23 was, Madden 23 was, GT7, and I don't remember the other two. So, yeah. Splatoon 3 won Best Multiplayer Game.
Yeah, which I was surprised by.
I was too.
yeah, I assume everybody was. Like,
yeah, I was not expecting that.
I feel like Nintendo was surprised too, because like, they have one person in attendance, because Doug Bowser goes up for every award they win.
It's good, but that also feels like one where it's like, what's the one that's different here? Like, or you know.
It's a great game.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it is. It is. I can't take it that way from it. It's fun.
It's just not what the one I would have anticipated.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Nintendo got their one award for the night when they won Best Family Game, which is literally just a Nintendo's. It's like Mario.
Which was also that was announced before the award.
Yeah. Right? That was the last one announced in the pre-show, which was weird because the pre-show, like I said, just kind of bled into the main show. They gave that award, and it's like, welcome to the Game Awards. I'm like there's no introduction or any video package. Like, oh, this is the main show now.
Yeah, Nintendo as a publisher actually did very, very well tonight because they won a few other awards. God of War, Ragnarok won Best Sound Design. Some guy named Ludwig won Best Content Creator. I don't know. That seems like such a waste of time award. And they spent, you know, a minute talking about it. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom won Most Anticipated.
I mean, that was an obvious one.
Yeah.
And... Was that in one of those packages where they did like three of them like in a row, or
was a package of five? Okay. It was like right at the end.
I was gonna say, like, it seems like something you could have cut for time there, but I guess that's
but I guess like the fans actually vote on that one and have a say, I guess. That one
about fan votes anymore.
Yeah. Fan votes, evidently very bad.
Shocking. I'm so surprised.
Fans can be crazy.
Yeah. Give up for the fans.
And
I'm starting to think that this whole voting thing, there's something wrong with it. Like, essentially.
What is going on now?
This is the game of the year montage. This is what I thought they would have done throughout the show. Like, yes, have people play music from the games that are nominated with footage behind it. Not at the end when God of War got its own concert. But this is Elden Ring.
That's Horizon. Sorry, you're actually, you might be a little bit ahead of me.
And now it's Xenoblade.
Yeah, I think Earl is at one point. Chris is slightly behind Earl. I am slightly behind Chris.
And Jeff is like way past. Like Jeff doesn't way know what behind. We're seeing right now. So.
Imagining it's theater of the mind for me. I'm going to drink. I'll be right back. I'm going to get another drink.
Horizon. That guy is going to town on that. This is very.
Oh God, I've seen what you're saying. Man, he loves that horn.
Yeah,
he's like all over it.
Either all this music sounds the same, or they're not really changing those songs. Maybe I'm just not.
I don't have the sound up. I'm just yeah. Going, wow, that hard. Guy is going at it too. Tony's going to get that in like a second minute or two.
I know, they change it. Okay, it's really hard because again, I have and I have the headphones on to actually speak to you folks. So
I think that was the same guy, Chris, with a different horn.
Just a different horn. Yeah, it looks like a. He's just like he really likes his wind instruments.
Man, give the show an X rating for that. I mean, he's.
Like everybody else, to be
deep throating his flute or something.
Yeah, they haven't cut back to him again.
We can't show that again. Children. Like,
everybody else looks like, you know, like a normal orchestra, and then there's this one guy who is just having a blast.
I mean, sometimes you got that one opportunity. What are you going to do?
Right?
Okay, so I think we're almost at the end of this. This is still going.
This is the God of War. I think that's 5.
All right. Yep, God of War now.
Are they like on the game of the year? Or
yeah.
This is it. We're at the end.
We're like climbing over the top of the mountain here.
We're at the climax.
Sunrise, yes.
I think they just showed them in the order of how the voting went.
Sonic right. Frontiers?
No. Not on this side.
It's funny.
I remember seeing one of those.
You get the thing when they're playing and it's, he's zooming. It's like Game of the Year 2022. I'm like, oh, that's kind of nifty.
Okay, there's the Game Awards Orchestra bowing. And now, announce the award, please. One guy is crazy. He is just like, he is arms in the air.
Elden Ring wins. Oh, sorry, I'm ahead.
I mean, that guy needs a cigarette now that this is over.
Well, now we know. So there you go, Jeff. You were correct.
Okay. Look, it happens once in a while, right?
It does.
What's they say about like a broke watch?
Broken clock is twice a day.
I mean, there's zero doubt. There was zero doubt.
There was zero doubt, but
I guarantee you, nearly every publication you see will give it a Game of the Year. I would be surprised. Like, I'm sure God of War is great. Like I would very much like to play God of War, but I feel like it's between them two, and it's like, again, I can't speak to God of War, but there's just no way.
And I've only played 2 hours of God of War and an hour of Elden Ring, but God of War seems very much like more God of War.
That's a fun game, you know. Like, I really liked 2018, so.
I think it's like, to me, and we kind of jump into it because I've now played a little bit of God of War. in the first 2 hours, you have like three boss fights, and they are, I personally thought they were more interesting than any of the boss fights in the first game. And they're different.
Yeah.
Like, they're different fights. You're not fight, like, you fought Baldur, what, four times in 2018? Yes.
Yeah.
You fight
Thor's kids, which is just two guys that are your size, but there's two of them in a fight. And then there's that big dragon, but that's a weird fight because you don't really fight the dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, you do, but you're, you know, kind of positioned directly at it. In this, like, you're going at it like you fight like a giant bear early on. Spoilers for the first like hour of the game, you fight Thor for killing his kids in the first game, and that's a cool fight, like different mechanics, because, you know, he has lightning powers. And then you fight this weird horse lady, or I think, I don't know, she was on a horse.
Yeah,
that fight was pretty cool. Like, I don't know, I just thought the
stuff that Thor does with the lightning powers in that fight, pretty cool.
Yeah.
I hate to be super spoilery, but like, he literally kills you and uses the lightning powers to like restart your heart.
Yes.
He's like, this fight's not over yet, and brings you back.
It's like, I'll decide. I'll decide when we're done. Yeah, there's some really cool stuff in that. And like, the writing is very good. Atreus doesn't seem nearly as annoying as I found him in the first game.
You get a little past the 2 hour mark.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not he there yet. Like, I haven't really reached the open part of the game. Still very linear. I just reached the house, the dwarves' house.
Okay. I don't know. I found some really annoying things about him prior to that. Like this whole thing that he was going on behind.
Yeah. Yeah, like that stuff is kind of like, I mean, I get it to a point, but I mean, I don't like him as a character, but I found him less annoying. Also, Kratos isn't like yelling at him all the time, like, boy. Actually, he calls him by his name more than once in the first couple hours. So, well, congrats, Jeff. Elden Ring, the Keeleys, Game of the Year.
Yeah, I also get the Game of the Year there.
From somewhere. I'm just preparing you for disappointment.
It's going to be everywhere, so that's what I'm going to...
That's not here.
Comfort myself with, yeah.
Jeff is just going, like, he'll just have all the evidence to go, you guys are wrong.
Yeah, some receipts, here you go. Like,
you know, the best thing to do with receipts is take it back to the store.
All right, well, so that is the Game Awards. I did not win a Steam Deck. Earl, I'm assuming you did not either.
No
Steam Deck for us.
I tried my best by not doing anything, but
yeah.
I did watch 3 hours of this show. I mean, I deserve an award for that.
Jeff Keighley should send everybody that watched a Steam Deck. I don't know. Tony, did you catch the Horizon Forbidden West Burning Shores trailer?
No.
I think that's an expansion. I think it's like...
Yeah, it's out in March.
Yeah. I at first thought it was the VR thing, but it seems like it is more Aloy, and that VR one is not that. I don't know, that seemed pretty cool. Like, it'll take place in California. The Hollywood sign is shown in the game, in the trailer.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Jeff, Bayonetta 3 won Best Action Game.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
I mean, like, it is an action game, for sure. And
you know what else is an action game? Elden Ring.
I do think so, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
But also an RPG.
I mean, if I'm filing it, like, you know, if you're working at the Blockbuster and you have to like put it in what category it's in, I put the Elden Ring in RPG. Absolutely.
No. If you got two categories there, you got action.
I'm not putting it in action. Action is putting no patience. Action is a game with zero patience. You have to have some patience, so I'm putting it in the RPG.
No.
Well, I mean, an action game kind of kicks off right away, and it doesn't take time to get moving. Elden Ring definitely, I mean, it hasn't started moving for me yet, so.
You start playing right away in Elden Ring, but it is like, it has that, like, the Zelda thing where you're, like, onboarding for a little bit, where it's like, all right, now you get your shield, now you get your, you know, I mean, it's different in Elden Ring, but it's the same idea, where it's like, they're like, here's this, here's that. You have to learn this. You have to learn that. And even once you're out of the tutorial, you're a little like in the tutorial, even though you don't know it. Like,
I could totally like. I remember when it came out. But was it March? Is that when it came out or February? People were saying they were missing that tutorial area, and I could see how you missed it.
Really? Like, you really?
I almost missed it.
Okay.
Because like the stairs are right there, and it's like.
There's a guy sitting there, though. Like,
yeah.
So all there was at the beginning of the game was just a guy sitting there, and a giant hole. And so you see that guy there, you're like, "Don't you want to talk to him?" Like, what is this? I don't know. It seems to be like super obvious. And he just tells you, like, "Hey, the tutorial is down this hole." Now they put like a giant like it's like a thing on the floor that you can read too, right? This is like
there's one of those markers, but there's other markers in there too.
I think it like sometimes does like pop ups now where like it like shoves the menu in your or the instructions in your face, like, hey, dummy, go down this hole.
I didn't think it was missable.
I think it was missable at all. Like, if you're like looking at like it's literally right in front of you, you sit like, what's this guy doing? What is this? What's this hole?
Yeah, but then, like, off there, like, not too far away is, like, lit up, like, these stairs and torches. And, like, you end up there anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if you jump down the hole, it drops you off there. So it's like, I'm supposed to go there. Like, that's what's lit up.
There's something that you get at the top, though. I forgot what it is. Something small. Like,
oh, yeah, you get something if you go on that little run. It's just, also, like, immediately you get out and... people are just like, you could see their court, you know, their ghosts jumping off that first cliff, like just to their death. Like,
yeah,
like, and it's like, well, and I remember in Demon Souls, there's like that, like, oh, jump down well for a prize or something. So, like these games have like these spots that are like, like, don't, I'm not just jumping in a fucking hole. Am I stupid? Like, I mean, I did jump in that hole because the guy was like, if you go down there, you might learn something. And I'm like, that doesn't seem smart, but whatever. Yeah. So I played Elden Ring. Jeff is trying to give me tips.
I gave you good tips. Very good tips. Like,
I will try to follow them when I go back and play.
You got to play the game. He got to like Stormhill. Whatever the fuck it is. Like Stormhill Shack. Right before Margit. And so it's like, you know, you kind of have sort of played the tutorial, but it's like you kind of hit a brick wall there, and then you'll eventually realize you have to go like the other way south and get stronger. It's all in the video, but that's kind of the central idea here.
Oh yeah, you told me like yeah, well, but that's the thing, right? Like, because you get out of that tutorial area, and it's like, oh, you go to the bonfires or what are they? Sites of Grace.
Sites of Grace. I always call them bonfires because
that's what they are.
It's easier to say.
So you go to these Sites of Grace, which are, you know, basically save points, and they reset the world too, right? Like, the enemies come back after you've killed them. So you go to these Sites of Grace, and then like you get to the first one outside the tutorial area, and it's like, follow the gold wisp. Yeah. Right? It's like, here's your path. This is like the direction you should go. So like I'm following that, like from point to point to point. And no, it's leading you directly to this fucking chasm where you have to go through. It's like a choke point where a giant troll and like dudes with arrows.
Yep. Like,
fuck is happening. And as you said, like, I'm not strong enough to take them on, but it's like the game is telling you to go that way. And what you were like, you need to turn around or warp to like back to that first site of grace and kind of go south.
Sometimes when you run into things like that, like when you ran into the troll and those like skeletons or people shooting the arrows at you, you're supposed to run past it. And that's what you ended up, like you instinctively ended up doing and got to the next thing. Like a lot of these games are, you run past the shit, get stronger, come back and go kill them. Like and so like a lot of people get hung up on like, I'm supposed to like clear this area. And it's like, no, you don't have to do that. Like,
wait, cause that makes sense. Logically.
I know.
I'm progressing forward. And the game is telling you, go this way. Like, you put enemies in my path, why would I just run away from them? Like, I should be able to take these ones down. We're early in the game, right? No. Yeah. Like, this troll comes down, he'll stomp on you, he'll pull a sword out of his ass and smack it and cause an earthquake. And if you avoid that, then you have, like, four archers up on like, a ridge shooting arrows at you.
But the other thing is, like, if you do run around, like, you know, you're kind of mainlining it, even though you don't realize you're mainlining it. Like, if you just kind of wander around, and they're harder to find than in Zelda, but, like, there are, like, little mini dungeons for you to do, and that, like, will build you up. And so, like, you are a little bit under-leveled for what you're doing anyways to begin with. But, like, I think if you follow all the tips I give you, you'll be on the right track, and, like, again, if you go do like I showed you like where two caves were, they're super easy, dude. You're like going there and like they're cool little dungeons and like little puzzly, and you're like, how do I get to the end of this? But then you get to the boss, and it's like you could beat him if you try, like you know it and then you build off that. So it's weird because like the game does let you, like I said, like kind of bang your head against the wall, but like going, okay, you think you're supposed to go like. If you walked in that Margit bitch or whatever, you'd get fucked up. Like,
right, and that's like what? Like, you showed me a map today. It's like two more grace sites forward.
It's literally like one grace site forward from you. Like, you go to that grace site, and like right outside of that grace site is
the boss.
But I don't know. Do you know what level you are?
Six.
Okay,
level
so,
six. Like, yeah. I haven't been able to level up at all.
I think I said in the video you should be at least level 20, like or level 30. So like, yeah, you're not like ready to like
do anything. I could fight some wolves. That's what I could fight.
And I guess I'll throw another chip on top because you're the astrologer, right?
Yeah. You told me to pick that.
Always invest into your intelligence. It might seem crazy, but like you want to get your intelligence super high because like some spells were like even like a very basic good spell would be like intelligence level has to be 50. So invest in your intelligence and invest in your vigor, like your health early on. Like
that is also what my doctor tells me.
This is a lot of tips.
Yeah, I mean, Tony, I think it's something that like. I mean,
you instinctively like figure out some of these things. I'm just trying to save you guys like hours and hours.
Right, like because I think that will help. That will help me move through the game because like if I moved on, like all right, fine. Like I made it past the troll dude because I ran away. And if I kept moving forward and I kept getting my ass, like if I got to that first boss that you're talking, the first big boss, and she just like destroyed me and I wasn't doing any damage to her, I'd be like, no, fuck this game. Like yeah, now I know don't go attack her anymore.
Yeah. I would recommend going and trying it out. I bet you get her halfway down. I think it's a dude, actually. But I bet you get whoever they are halfway down in health, like on your first try, you'd be like, damn, I could almost beat him. But imagine if you go out and like level up a bunch, then it becomes a lot more manageable.
But Tony, to your point, there is, you know, there are more characters. Like, I mean, we've both played, tried Dark Souls at least. Those characters are like what they have in those games are hardly anything, right? Like they don't really tell you anything. There are cutscenes in this game. You'll have conversations. They'll give you information. They'll give you quests. It is,
and you do have to choose between like. Ultimately, like you have to choose. You can play through them all, but you can ultimately have to choose.
Yeah. So that first of the lady whose eye is all jacked up, and she's like, "I'll be your maiden" or whatever. You can deny her. Like, does what happens if you say no?
I do not know.
Okay, because like you chose yes too. I assume, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody chooses yes. Like, So like early on, you meet this lady. She rescues you out of like a pond or something with your horse, and then later on she meets you at a bonfire, basically she's like, you can't do that. You're part of this group of people that have been selected. And there's like six or seven of them, whatever. The Tarnished, right?
The Dung Eater.
Right. Like they have all these like goofy ass names. I love it. They, you're like the nobody dude. You're the nobody Tarnished.
Yeah.
And so she's like, for you to be able to like join them and be the ultimate Tarnished or whatever, you need a maiden. So she's like, I will be that for you. And I'm like, all right, that's what I chose. Yes. But I also don't have enough souls or whatever to level up. So.
Also, you haven't got to try your horsey yet. You said you got a horsey, but you didn't.
I did, because I thought it said press L3 when she was talking about it, or like when you come out of it. I thought that's what it said. So I pressed L3, and that just crouches you. So then I did it a couple more times and no horse appeared. So I just looked like I was teabagging. Okay. And I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm going to bed now.
So, like, it is a little confusing at first, but to equip things, you have to go to your equipment, not your inventory. Like, your equipment, you see what you're wearing, all right? And at the bottom, what you're wearing, you'll see, like, the row of, like, items that you could use, which is, like
your health flask,
your mana
flask.
Yeah. And just go to the next box on that, and like you want to equip something more, and one of these you'll be able to equip is like the horse whistle thing. And so like, yeah, I have a bunch of things like on the down button press on your controller is like, you know, health, blah, blah, blah. You attach that, and then you could call the horse with that. Like, so then you press X to call the horse when you have it selected.
Do any of you guys have the Raiders Rams game on, by the way?
To briefly interrupt.
Baker Mayfield, who joined the team yesterday, just guided them on a 98-yard drive with no timeouts left to throw what looks like is the game-winning touchdown pass with 9 seconds left.
The Raiders are terrible. The Raiders
are cursed.
But also good for Baker. Like, you know what? Good for him. Glad he was able. Like, he's not gonna stay there because, you know, they have Stafford, but he's done. Stafford's done for the year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so they need somebody. The Rams are bad too this year, but evidently the Raiders worse. All right, so that's Elden Ring. Tony has it. He'll try it at some point.
Yeah. The disc is in my console, The game is fully installed. I just haven't played it yet.
So before we move off of this, real quick, Jeff, like I went through the tutorial area. and they tell you like, oh, like here's your, I don't know, it's like a finger or something.
Uh-oh.
And it's like, this is how you like summon people.
Okay.
And like, I tried to use it. It didn't work. Like, what do I need to do?
All right. So I think, no, I could be wrong. I think it, you, again, you have to warp back to that church I said. And when you talk to that witch, you'll be able, like, that'll be a thing of the past. You'll be able to do that. Like, and the way you do it, you press start and there's a list that comes up. You go down to multiplayer, go on to that, and you, you know, select the thing to summon. Now, to make the thing to summon, you have to have a crafting kit, which you have.
I bought that, yeah.
And then you need to collect Erdleaf, which is that, like, golden flower you see everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I just pick up everything as I run
away. Yeah. But especially pick up Erdleaf. And there's certain, like, sites of grace that have Erdleaf right next to them. So, like, it's an easy way to, like... But basically, you want to have a lot of it if you want to, like, do multiplayer with people. Like, to do the co-op.
So you need to, like, craft something with your finger.
Yeah, like, you go to... Yeah.
That, I mean, that sounded weird, but...
Yep.
Yes, you have to, craft... You have to craft... go to your, like, crafting kit, and then, like, fucking, you craft the multiplayer thing, which is, like, the curled finger or something. And it's made out, whatever is made out of Erdleaf. You select all your Erdleaf you have, and you'll make as many as you can make. I think it's like 3 Erdleaf to make 1 summon. But they're everywhere. Like, and that's like the only thing I ever look for. Like, as I'm riding around my horse and shit, I'm looking for Erdleaf.
And you don't have to buy more crafting kits. Like, I have one now.
No, it's like, it's just like, yeah, you can craft. Now you can craft stuff. Yeah.
Got it. All right, so there was that. We talked a little bit about God of War already. You guys play anything else this week?
Call of Duty, you want to hear about that? It's great.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you tried the Warzone 2?
I've not tried the Warzone, but I had to get so pissed off at some guy in a match because, like, you know those guys that, like, will have, like, the riot shield and run around with fucking guns akimbo and shit? And I fucking was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. So I made that. I made a class based off of the riot shield and a pistol. And it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun to be able to walk up to somebody as they're shooting an entire clip at you and just smash them with your shield and kill them. That's pretty
fun. Does the shield not break? Like, it basically makes you
vulnerable? No, like, the only way they could kill you is, like, you're holding the, like, it's a picture of a big riot shield. They could, like, shoot at your feet, kill you by shooting at your feet. Or what I do against these guys is I throw a Molotov. You throw a Molotov, there's a, you know,
catches them on fire.
Pool of fucking fire. And people will do that to me a lot when I'm playing as that. But a lot of people don't know what to do. They're like, oh my god, there's unloaded clips of me, and I'm walking right in their face. Like, it feels like playing the game as, like, you're like a Michael Myers. Like, you're just like,
you're just stalking them.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's like someone's just unloading clips on you, and you're walking right in their face, pushing them against the wall, and going bam, bam. And they're dead. It's so fun.
That doesn't make you sound demented at all.
It's so fun. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I cut him. I cut him real good.
Dude, oh, these people that would, like, normally just destroy you, it's so fun. But it's not as fun as, like, I do, like, ultimately, like, my kill-death ratio and, like, you know, how many, like, the volume in general of how many people I'm killing is better when I'm just playing, like, normal assault rifle. Yeah. But, like, playing as that shield handgun come out is really fun.
Good. And you have a group of people you're playing with now, so.
Yeah, sometimes. Especially when I was, like, off all week, but now it's hard to line up, you know? So, but, like, I get games in on solo all the time.
Fun. Earl, you play anything?
I don't play video games. No, I don't think I played anything new this week.
I mean, getting towards the end of the year, so.
Yeah, I do wonder. I really do need to spend time to play that Halo Infinite co-op, though.
Yeah, I'd like to try that out too. It's a four player, right?
I actually don't even know. I assumed it was four players, but that is a good question.
Yeah, you never know. It's like, you know, they've taken away other items, so it's like you never know if it's going to be what you expect from them. I hear the new map that they just added is pretty fun. It's a remake of the Pit from Halo 3. So I'd like to try that out too. And evidently the maps, because they've implemented the Forge maps into the playlist, you get a little bit more variety if you're playing the multiplayer stuff.
Okay.
So I should probably do that. I think there's like a mini season up, 30 level mini season. So I should jump in to see how the new leveling works and complete that season. Tony, you playing? What was that, Earl?
I just said finish the fight. You know, their famous catchphrase.
Mm-hmm. That just keeps going on and on. There's always a new fight. Poor Master Chief is never able to just relax.
He just needs to retire. I mean, the last time I saw him, he was being hunted by these people. So,
yeah.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
Tony, you play anything else this week?
I was very good at installing games this week, and that's a good point.
Excellent. Well, Elden Ring is there. It's getting closer to possibly trying. Yeah. I mean, I think once you put the disc into the Xbox, it starts to install it. So. We're getting real close. I guess the other one that probably Jeff wants to hear about at least is the Callisto Protocol.
No, I don't want to hear about this.
No?
I hear like bad things.
From who?
I don't know. They're in the atmosphere. Is there not bad things in the atmosphere?
There's some. Let's see. So the combat is weird. You know, if you played Dead Space, that's why you'd be interested in the Callisto Protocol. The combat is different in that it's very much ranged combat. Like you use the industrial cutter to sever, you know, limbs and fight the giant biomutants that are in that game. This one, it's more, I think, like fast zombies in most cases. And you have way less ammo. In fact, I'm halfway through the game and the only gun I have currently is a pistol. And I can only hold six items at a time. So
they were trying to be a little harder.
Yes, it is more of a melee focused. Yeah, it's more melee focused. I died a lot. It's weird because the combat is a little bit of a rhythm base to it, where enemies will attack and you have to dodge them. Like, because if you just, you know, mash down on your attack button, they'll get counters in and do combos against you. So you want to dodge and then like get one or two hits in with your stun baton. And then you want to dodge again and kind of like manage it that way. Once you get the gun, which maybe into chapter two, maybe chapter three is when you finally get a gun. And from there you can then like combo things. So you can, you dodge, hit them with your stun baton, and it'll bring up a reticle, which you can then press your gun and shoot, and it does like extra damage to it. Sometimes it'll instant kill it. Sometimes you'll need to do it again. But the gun can also be used to like sever limbs. It is just a pistol. It is not like the cool like line cutter that they had in Dead Space. And you can also dismember enemies with your stun baton, which is just like a giant bat that shocks. It is very much a straightforward one of those games. Like, I think when you look back at Dead Space, there are puzzles that you'll do. Sometimes the puzzles are, you know, find the code or whatever, or find the key cards. This doesn't really have that. There's a couple where it's like, oh, you need to find the guard, but normally the guard is very close by, and you go and cut their chip out of them and bring it back to the computer you need. Or it's like, find the fuse to put in the fuse box. There's no, like, actual puzzles.
Yeah.
So it's very straightforward, but I like it.
Yeah.
The combat's a little frustrating because, like, you can't take a lot of damage. And I prefer games where I'm ranged anyway. So, like, having to get right up in on them is not the way I normally play games, but I like it. The game looks phenomenal. It sounds great. Characters kind of suck, or at least your character sucks. And the mystery hasn't really revealed itself other than, like, you've shown up, you crash land, you get imprisoned on this, this penal colony on Callisto. And when you wake up, shit has gone south. Like, a zombie outbreak has, space zombies have happened on the prison, and you're trying to escape. So, like, the first four chapters out of eight are all in the prison, and you're trying to move your way through to get to a end point so you can kind of, like, escape from there. Fifth chapter starts off actually out on the surface of Callisto, so you're moving through snow. There's a storm happening, so you can kind of get a little bit lost out there. But that it's a nice change from just the industrial look of the game up until that point.
Yeah.
But it plays like one of them. I think that the Dead Space remake, this is more of like a appetizer for that than like this is the next thing. But this is still a pretty good thing.
Okay. I was hoping for the other way around, that it would be like this would be the new thing.
I wish there was, because, like, it is really, like, you can just kind of push forward. There's, like, some side passages, but generally there's nothing there to go explore, so there's nothing there worth exploring. Like, there may be a path that goes down this, you know, other wing or something, but there's nothing at the end of it, so you end up having to turn around and walk back. So it's just a waste of time to kind of go off the main path unless you're looking for the audio files or whatever.
Yeah.
And because you can't carry a lot of equipment or ammo, especially early on, you can only carry six things. So that could be like a couple health injectors, some like two sets of ammo. And then, like, you pick up these other things that you can sell at these kiosks, which give you Callisto credits, which is how you, like, upgrade your stats and stuff. Like, you basically buy items from this vending machine, which is a weird thing, but it kind of works. I think they had a crafting machine or something in Dead Space, too. Like, similar to that.
Yeah.
But visually, game looks great, sounds great. I do wish that, you know, the main character wasn't so unlikable, but otherwise, I think it's pretty good survival horror game. So I think you'll dig it when you get a hold of it. All right, that is all I have. There was a little bit of news. Do we want to touch on the FTC doing Microsoft?
I think it'd be hard not to touch on that.
Yeah, so the FTC has filed a lawsuit to stop the acquisition of Activision by Microsoft. It's been a weird week with that stuff. Microsoft earlier, well, I guess over the weekend or Monday, announced that they had reached deals with Nintendo and Steam to make sure that Call of Duty and other Activision games would make it onto those platforms for the next 10 years. Sony has refused to negotiate at all. In fact, they continue to make weird comments like, why does Nintendo sign such an agreement? Nobody wants to play those games on there anyway. Was paraphrasing, but that is basically what Sony said.
I will say, I think we touched on this a few weeks ago. I have found it so fascinating the comments people have thrown at each other with this. I mean, a few weeks ago, it was Microsoft literally negging themselves, being like, you see, we don't make games nearly as good as Sony, so like, it's not a big deal. And now it's like, it's Nintendo, kids pay. Nobody, like, I mean, to their credit, it's like, yes, and those games came out on the Nintendo system. They didn't sell well. Multitude of reasons, but their point is not incorrect. So it's like, yeah. So just because it's never sold well, there's no, it's one of those things where it's like, this doesn't benefit us because they have it on other systems. And it's like, yeah, it's such a weird thing because it's like, and it's and to be fair, I think you're getting to this, the FTC to point out, like, you know, like Microsoft bought Bethesda and they do have exclusive Bethesda games, so that is the fair. But then does that now go into purchases that Sony's made? Like, would you then have to make, but you bought Insomniac and they make exclusive games, you bought Sucker Punch, they make exclusive games, is that now going to be a thing? Because then I feel like you have to re-examine a lot of other mergers that's happened in the past few years. If that's your criteria.
Yeah, somebody
all that will get like brought up in the litigation now, and they're going to have to go through everything. But I think the larger point under most of these lawsuits is to force the conversation, like to force Sony and Microsoft to actually make concessions to make this a workable deal, as opposed to what's happening now, which is Sony just refusing to negotiate. Like the FTC can bring everyone to the table in a way that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this
circumstances can't.
The lawsuit is going to force Microsoft to put their cards on the table, and in defense, like Sony as the big, you know, big one pushing back against this, because Take-Two, Nintendo, Valve, Epic, they're not pushing back on this. In fact, in some cases, they are saying this is good.
Yeah.
Overall, and with Sony being the big, you know, detractor here, the FTC is going to have to call on them as witnesses to be like, why do you think this is bad? So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, but both are going to have to come to some sort of agreement.
Yeah, I'm assuming these odd 10-year permanence agreements that don't really mean a whole lot there'll be something more codified, because this really does affect Sony's market share. Like, people buy Sony consoles, they play Call of Duty there, and to put that under the thumb of a company that directly makes their competitor, like that's definitely a threat to their market share, and it's definitely something that needs to be like litigated. But I'm just not sure that I don't think the purpose of this lawsuit is to actually stop the merger. Like, the merger at the end of the day is going to go through with a bunch of stuff attached to it.
I think even the lawsuit says that they're suing, but they understand that this is still going to go through. I think it's more to like, yes, like you said, to get some concessions, to get something on the record. Because I was even surprised they won, that it passed, and that they even thought about soon, because we've seen so many mega mergers recently not just in gaming that have gone through without much, like, there's always the, like, they might review this, but, like, they reviewed it and nothing happens. I mean, I think the last major one was the Discovery Warner Brother one, and part of that was because the guy in charge at the time hated Time Warner because of CNN, but even that didn't stop anything.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting time when this all finally airs out. We'll see. As you guys said, I think it ultimately goes through. So we'll see what the concessions are. The other side, though, Tony, you brought up that, like, yeah, it does affect it will impact Sony's market share, but also Sony has been for you know nearly two and a half decades now the dominant force in gaming. Like, they basically ran Sega out of the console business, and nobody outside of Microsoft has been able to come in and sustain themselves there. Sony is just like trying to protect their position as number one.
I was going to say, I feel like Sega out of the industry, but...
Well, they... But deals, like, you know, when Sony started, and, like, this is a big thing that Sony has been saying, like, oh, Microsoft would have exclusivity over these things. Sony, behind the scenes, signs tons of exclusivity deals. Yes,
and that's why I'm curious, because I do think this opens you up to stuff that you probably did not want you to be open up to. Because, like, if it becomes about, like, you see Microsoft bought this company and made exclusive games, then a lot of the three big ones will start having to discuss these exclusivity deals they make. Like,
yeah,
we just finished the Game Awards, Final Fantasy 16's exclusive. I'm assuming Square did not do that out of the goodness of their heart.
No, Square did it, because, like, Sony has the biggest share. They're huge. They're not huge. Like, Nintendo's bigger than they are over there. But if you're going to make these types of games, like, the Switch is not powerful enough for them. And so Square is going to go where they can get their, you know, their biggest push. But then Sony is behind the scenes also going, we'll give you a little bit of money. A little bit, probably a lot, to stay off of Microsoft for this. And I mean, Microsoft has done the same thing as well in the past. But when you have that big of a deal, Microsoft would have to dump so much money on the table to match, right? Because if you keep off of PlayStation, you're limiting your potential user base. Like, I mean, they're double the amount of consoles, PlayStation 5 to the series consoles out there. So if Square was like, all right, we're going to go exclusive to Xbox, Microsoft would have to pay the extra money that they would lose out when not being on PlayStation. Like, how often can you do that? Sony doesn't need to do that. They can just be like, we know you're going to sell 10,000 copies over on Xbox. We'll spot you a couple million dollars. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I'm interested to see all the inner workings that come out in discovery and yes, testimony.
That's why a lot of people settle, because there's stuff you probably don't want out in the public's eye that you're going to have to put out in the public's eye. For a lot of these things, so
on both sides, right? Like, yeah. Microsoft's going to have to reveal like what they're doing to get exclusivity, you know, Game Pass contracts, and what they're paying developers to be on Game Pass, whether it's exclusive or not. So what was that Square game that came out last year? The shooter began with an O. Outriders. That was it?
That
Outriders?
Oh, yes. That was on Game Pass. Yes. Okay.
It launched on Game Pass, but it also came out on PlayStation.
Yes.
At the same time. I would love to, like, see how that plays out. Like, what did Microsoft have to offer to get it onto Game Pass? Same with MLB, right? Which is a funny one because that's a Sony developed game that MLB forced them to do multi-platform. But it's debuted on Game Pass the last two seasons, so I don't know. We're in for a ride. I still think probably by the end of next year, Microsoft and Activision will be together and Crash Battle Royale or whatever that game was will be an Xbox game. Was there any other big news from the past week?
Well, I mean, this is kind of semi-breaking news. I think we turned off the Game Awards, or I think we were recording the show, so we didn't hear. Apparently, some dude rushed the stage and said he wanted to dedicate this to his Reform Rabbi Bill Clinton. And I guess he's been arrested. So that has been a story that has been like breaking as we recorded and just... following that has been
world kind of, premiere reform by Bill Clinton.
he's got that is groundbreaking. I don't know if any other gaming show, E3, Gamescom, Tokyo Gaming Show. Oh, that does remind me. Yuji Naka got arrested again for insider trading.
this time in the game that's coming out shortly, right? The
Final Fantasy
Crisis Core Final Fantasy 7 Remake, no, rebirth, or whatever.
It was Final Fantasy something, and it's like he just got arrested. They had him out on bail. He got arrested. Like, I assume he didn't do it like recently, but it's like
he didn't leave the booking and go more insider trading, please.
But I was just like, they were like, he's arrested again. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, did he just go to Square and give me money to make this crappy game? And while he's there, I'm like, just gonna get all the inside scoop on what they're doing, so I can make myself rich and retire. Because I mean, that seems what happened. Because he asked Square at the Ballion, right?
Yes, he did.
But he got all the inside track, and he's like, "I'm just gonna make myself some money," and he did. And now that money's making him go to prom. I guess he'll be out on bail again. But yeah, that was. I saw that. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
I see something here that we didn't touch on from the, because it was happened before the Game Awards, but I think Jeff might be interested. Jeff, there's a Castlevania expansion coming to Dead Cells,
which makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically
really kind of, yeah. It's just like, oh, we're gonna have like, we can actually have the aesthetic now, so
yeah. So that looks pretty cool.
Did we lose Jeff? I thought he'd be more excited.
Yeah, I did too, but he was drinking a lot, so maybe he's just passed out.
I'm dying.
Oh, you're dying. No, no interest in the Dead Cells Castlevania.
No, I don't think so. I'm gonna say no.
I mean, you like Dead Cells, so
true. But I'm dying now. Time is short.
Do we need to call somebody?
Jeff is nodding off. Eugene has been arrested again. I don't know. Jeff is he's having a moment. All right. Well, next week we will be doing a Hall of Fame inductions for our last.
If Jeff is around, if Jeff is alive.
Yes, if he makes
it. You might have to induct me in the Hall of Fame.
We would.
I don't think
we'll name it after you if you die.
Special ceremony.
Jeff Derrickson Memorial Hall of Fame.
I was going to say, if you die, you have to wait like 20 years for you to be eligible to be nominated. So.
So Hall of Fame next week for our last episode of the year. And then when we return in January, we'll do a recap of of 2022. That was the year that just happened. And then we'll do our Game of the Year awards the following week. So one episode left for this year. Then we're going to take a couple weeks off for the holidays. Go enjoy all the games that we have not gotten to play. Tony's actually going to play Elden Ring at some point.
We'll help him. We'll bring him up. Oh,
I think you can only summon one person at a time.
Oh, no, we could do it.
I have to quit first, and then Tony can play.
I'm waiting. I bring you up, and we bring him up as a team. We're teammates.
You can't have two people, guys. Right? You can't have two together, yeah.
So yeah, I can bring you up, and then by the time he's on, we'll be able to help him.
And then I can still be awful at the game.
And then I will walk away in the sunset and say, good luck, guys.
It's going to make that Jake Gyllenhaal gif everybody uses. The one where he's like leaving the studio and he gives that tearful goodbye and that kiss before. You folks know what it is.
Good luck.
I believe I do. All right. We'll be back next week with Hall of Fame. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.